The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, the government has confirmed that changes will be coming to the local property tax system this November. What would it mean for you and your property? Well, to talk about all of this is Rowena Quinn. Rowena is the founding partner of Hunters Estate Agents. Rowena, good morning and welcome.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you.
So what are the changes?
Well, the changes are all for the good, Pat, which what's happened is valuation bands will be widened by 20%. And this is largely to take into account inflation and the fact that house prices have risen in the last 5 years.
Now, will the 20% cover most increases? Because I suspect that some houses and apartments have gone up by more than 20%.
They have, but it's really up to the individual for self-assessment. The other good news is that the percentage rate that you're paying has come down from 0.1% to 0.09.
So a 10% decrease in the liability. So what are you predicting in terms of most people?
I think for the majority of people, they can take a very simple look at the value of their property. It's up to each for self-assessment. And if your property is worth 350,000, you're paying circa 350 per annum. Few key things to remember. The filing date is the 7th of November and the payment date is the 10th of January. Revenue have come up with a really good document and you can find it on revenue.ie. It's local property tax, what you need to know. All the information you require is there. It's really about the annual charge of a property in the state. What properties are, the charge applies to dwellings. It does not apply to derelict properties. It does not apply to vacant properties. And it does not apply to incomplete properties.
Now, you've got this advice from Revenue available on revenue.ie. What about the whole process of self-assessment? I mean, is the simple thing is look at the same house as mine that sold the other day. And what did that fetch? Or is that a reliable guide?
It's pretty reliable if you live in a neighbourhood where there are like-type houses. But firstly, Revenue have provided a number of tools. There is an LPT calculator online. They have provided an interactive map. But the band on the interactive map is quite a blanket, really, value. But there are also things like Google, My Home, Daft, the property price register. But I would urge caution when you're looking at these tools, because again, you may have a three-bedroom semi in a development that is same as all the other properties in there, but there may be others that have been greatly extended. So we all know how our house compares to the neighbouring property. So it's really about being cautious and determining the right value.
How up to date is the property price register? You know, where it registers the selling price of everything that does sell.
It's very current. I mean, really, a solicitor will register the sale of a property post completion. So it should be pretty much on target and as per the previous month.
Now, I've seen on the property price register some very anomalous prices. You think that was looking for X and it got Y. The two don't seem to marry up. Are there red flags popping up for Revenue when prices seem anomalous?
They certainly are. I mean, in many instances, you'll see an asterisk after a price of the property price register. That may determine that it wasn't full market value. It may have been an intercompany sale. It may have been an interfamily sale. But what I would say is, you know, use all the tools. Don't just rely on the property price register. Look at what's for sale at the moment on My Home and Daft. And if that all fails, go and speak with a local agent, speak with the local valuer. It's their job on a daily basis to determine the value of properties, and they can provide you with the comparable evidence. If you have a property that is not similar to all the others in your neighbourhood, if you're in a rural part of Ireland and you're a standalone property, it's really about getting it right. And you may have to rely on a professional to determine that value for you. There will be a small cost involved, but the comparable evidence is what you need to supply in the event that Revenue come back and check how you arrived at your value.
Now, when you're looking at prices online and you're trying to compare and you say, well, number 17 got 400,000 and number 19 got 600,000, and you wonder why. And sometimes there can be what's called a special purchaser. In other words, number 18, the house between the two of them, has your mammy living in it. Therefore, you want number 19 at all costs so you can live beside your mammy. And you are perhaps prepared to pay more.
You are. The value of your property is determined by the number of people who are actually bidding on your property and what they're willing to pay. But also, number 19 may have a better BER. It may have a slight extension. It may have improved insulation. Upgrade works might have been done. So it's really, that's why you've got to dig deep. Relying just on the property price register is not enough. And we all know what's going on in our neighbourhood, or by and large we do. So we have a fair idea if our neighbour has done an extension or has improved their property over the years.
How important has the BER become? Because there are some properties that are so old and venerable, they are BER exempt. You might explain why that might be. And then others which sell at great prices and they might have a BER of F, which is like a failure in any man's language in terms of staying warm.
Well, a BER of F indicates that it's a property that requires upgrade works. It requires improvements. And if the intended purchaser has the means and the ability, the time, the energy and the money to improve that property, they can potentially bring it up to a B rating. Properties that are exempt from BER, they are generally period properties. But what I would say to anybody with a period property, if they've done extensive upgrade works, maybe it might be a good idea to get a BER just for your own comfort. Energy costs are very prevalent for all of us right now. And in many instances, the first thing an intended purchaser will do when they walk through the doors, ask what the energy rating is, because they want to determine the cost of running that property.
Now, if you're selling your home, your apartment or your semi-D or whatever it might be, do you have to have a BER and an up-to-date one? Because BERs can possibly change depending on the individual inspector, because this is not an absolute exact science. You know, it depends on the observations. You know, you have an open fireplace, that might be a red flag for one BER inspector, might not be for another.
Well, firstly, your BER is valid for 10 years. But what I would say to anybody is if you've had upgrade works done over the period of the 10 years, a new boiler, insulation, new windows, make sure to get a valid up-to-date BER, even if it is still in date. Yes, an assessor will determine and will take different information into account, but provide the assessor with the information of the works that you've done. And they also have to plug it into, there's a tool that they have. So I think by and large, it should be in line with the expectation.
Okay. Now, the work on a house that you might get an SEAI grant to do,
yes,
and you can go to a one-stop shop and they'll try and advise you on every aspect of your dwelling. If you get a portion of work done and then you sell the house, can the new owner get more grants?
Well,
or is it, in other words, does the grant attach to the person or the property?
The grant attaches to the property.
Okay,
so really,
if you've got the insulation grant, the next person coming in can't get another
one. No, but they might go for the grant for the solar panels.
Okay.
So there are other things available to you. So there are different grants and different things available.
Now, by the way, what impact do solar panels have on the desirability of a house in your experience now in Hunters?
Well, again, it's right down to the affordability of running that property. Solar panels are, you will speak to people who have solar panels and they tell you they do not turn their water on in the summertime. So they have free water, free hot water during that period of time. So again, it's down to the running efficiency of the house.
Now, I'm not sure you can answer this question from Colm in Cork. Shouldn't vacant and derelict properties be taxed more given what's going on, you know, to encourage people? Either we tax it or you refurbish and then the tax lowers.
Well, there is the vacant property tax,
yeah,
if a property is vacant for more than 2 years. So that is accounted for.
What about standalone houses in the countryside? How do they fare?
Well, again, it's really difficult to determine if there is not direct comparable evidence, but the likelihood is that something in your general area has sold. But I would say if you're really in doubt, rely on an expert, rely on a local valuer.
And the revenue commissioners, if they have a valuer from Hunters, go out and have a look at the property and say, I reckon it's worth 400,000. The revenue will look kindly upon that as a professional evaluation of the property.
They will, but the valuer will have to back up their valuation with comparable evidence with more recent sales in the area.
I'm not going to go out of my way to check with a local estate agent so I can pay an inflated property tax. That's a suggestion that you guys will always up the value.
Well,
of
the again,
property.
It's down to comparable evidence. And what I would say is an inflated property tax moving from one band to the next may just cost you 100 euros. And I would urge caution, because if the listeners are considering selling their property over the next 5 years, revenue will look at what you valued it at as of the 1st of November 2025. So be cautious.
So in other words, if you get double the money that you put down as the value of your house, they will go back and say you owe us XYZ ABC from previous property tax bills.
Well, it depends. The valuations are determined as of the 1st of November 2025. Mm. So if you sell in 2027, it's still the valuation as of 1st of November 2025.
Yeah, but if you fibbed and you got much more in 2027.
Well, then you're going to have to pay them back.
Do you get part of your tax back if the revenue values your property at a higher price and it's subsequently sold at a lower price?
Oh.
You know, they say, hang on a second, sunshine, this property is not worth 500,000, it's worth 7. Then you try to flog it and you only get 5 because that's what you know in your bones it's worth. Will they give you back the money that they took from you.
Well, I
erroneously.
Think again, it's self-assessment. So you're going to put into the band that you feel it's
worth. I think they figure if the revenue challenge you and say, hang on, you're trying to gyp us. Are they very active in that area, do you know? Or are they just happy to get the money? Because I remember, I'm trying to think, was it Michael Noonan I was talking to about this? And he was saying that it's a toe in the water, that however it develops in the coming years, that and how rigorous they were going to be at the beginning, the idea was to get people used to the idea of paying a property tax.
And I think we're becoming used to it. We now know that the we're going to have to look at the value today. It's going to be a different value in 3-4 years' time, but it's revenue that we have to pay. It's a tax that we have to pay. And the one thing that I would say is that if, again, you go to sell your property, the solicitor would have to qualify to revenue that you paid the accurate band at the time.
Nelson says, sale property values are subjective, ethereal, based on a future sale value expectation, so irrelevant. Actual sale values are objective. Well, as you say, it depends. If you've got 50 identical houses, you might be able to get some objective value. And then it's a desirable estate. There's only one house coming on the market every 4 years. That's going to fetch a...
Well, as long as you have the comparable evidence noted in your notebook as to how you determined your band, that'll satisfy revenue.
Will revenue be writing to homeowners to tell them how to log in, pay the LPT, the URL and the PIN for the login, etc., etc.?
Yes, they will. And there are several options then for payment. You can make a one-off payment. You can pay with your credit debit card. You can pay monthly. It can be deducted at source. You can go to your post office or you can pay through Payzone. So there are options.
And if you promise to pay, you organise a direct debit. They won't take it immediately. They take it much later on.
They take it from January of next year. So the date for payment is as and from the 10th of January next year.
Where does all the LPT money actually go? Where I live in Dublin 5, the roads and footpaths are in very poor condition. Public bins aren't emptied frequently, never at weekends or bank holidays. We need a new playground and an astro pitch in our local park. And when I approach our local councillor to get the area improved, I'm told Dublin City Council have no money. Where is the money going? It's not going on local services by the looks of things. That's from Siobhan in Dublin 5. There is a kind of distribution of that money, isn't there? And it doesn't all necessarily go back to the council area where it's collected.
It doesn't. I mean, but again, I would say continue to talk to your local councillor.
Why should I pay more property tax due to government failings? My house has increased because of the demand outstripping supply. That's an interesting thought, that because they haven't resolved the housing crisis, house prices have gone up. And then because of government inaction on housing, prices go up and therefore you pay more tax to the government. It seems like
an unfairness. But the government have taken into account the bans this year. So I would say they're doing their best.
Property tax should be done on square footage. I live in a one-bed cottage in Dublin, but I'm paying more property tax than my friend who lives in Mayo, who's got 4 beds and 2 bathrooms. And a percentage of my payments are going west as they don't collect enough to fund their councils out west. Also, when property tax was brought in, we were told all monies collected would be spent locally. That's from Arda Dillon. Well, I think that's a self-evident comment there. If I'm already registered and paying property tax, do I need to re-register?
No.
No, you don't. If you haven't moved property.
Correct, yes. The one thing to remember, though, that the top band for 2026 to 2030 is 1.995 to 2.1. In the event that your property and that you're fortunate to have a very expensive home, where the property exceeds this band, you're going to have a specific figure is required. So that may require an independent valuer to give you that figure.
Property tax is another tax on Dublin, Galway, Cork people due to higher home values. This continues into inheritance tax. And what does a homeowner get for this tax? Nothing. Why not include refuse collection and the TV licence in the charge? Again, that's the view of one of our texters. But that it's an interesting question. We talked about it on the programme the other day about inheritance tax. You know, that in the west of Ireland, you want to leave to a child, maybe in Leitrim, and you can leave the child the house and money and no taxes paid.
Yeah.
In Dublin, you can't even leave them the house.
No, and it is a big problem for people. You know, if the average price of a property in Dublin at 3-bed semi is circa 550. That's above the threshold. So if you have one child, they're above their inheritance threshold, they're going to have to sell the house to pay the tax.
Which is crazy. Anyway, Rowena, the time is coming, as you've mentioned, those deadlines again. The 7th of November is the date for signing
the filing
in.
Date, yes.
And the 10th of January is the payment date.
First payment date, yes.
Very good. Rowena Quinn is founding partner with Hunters Estate Agents. Rowena, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.